Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, Sharing Change, that's their charitable foundation. They've donated now more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes here in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Well, today, we've got a treat. We hear from this guy every couple of weeks. He's usually talking about, you know, how to make money and make your money make you more money and all that good stuff. But today, Lee Colvin is wearing a different hat. And he is going to be here to talk to us about Every Kid is a Hero Day, which is coming up. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you today, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good.
Fantastic. You're looking dapper today.
As are you.
On a very wet weather window day.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I look weary, I think, after all the ball games. It's election day and all that stuff, too. So
just try to survive, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But I mean, of course, you can't see it with the issue, but let's see. Which way do I need to go? Oh, no, it went away. My sticker is somewhere in Rutherford County, the I voted Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, shoot, I'm gonna have to find out where that thing went.
Well, we touched on this a little bit last time, Every Kid is a Hero, but there's been some progress as we get closer to the event here in Rutherford County, and maybe first off we ought to start with what is Every Kid is a Hero Day?
You know, I appreciate you asking, Brian. And, you know, I think a lot of it goes back to, I like to tell everybody a little bit of the history. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Our founder, Britt Maxwell. Britt was born and raised in Portland, Tennessee. After high school, he came and became an alumnus of MTSU.
Finally got out of Portland. That's good.
Right?
Just kidding.
No more purple for him. Met his wife at MTSU. She is a Rutherford County native her whole life. And having been a journalism major, obviously it makes sense that his whole career has now been a hospitalist at St. Thomas West. So Britt has a very caring heart, has a great passion to help others, as his wife does as well. She's a nurse practitioner. So both are in the healthcare world, both love helping our local communities. Along with that, one of his roommates from MTSU is a teacher at Station Camp up in Sumner County. And then another is a cartoonist professionally. So Britt, he and his wife, as their kids were being born and raised, he would kind of doodle comics of them, making them the superhero of their own storyline.
Yeah.
And that was neat. And then having a little bit of a technology background, he got into building a website where you could go on, you know, with Bobby and Dalton, and you could build their own avatar and make them the hero of their comic line. And that was really fun for Britt. But he's like, you know, they're really, I feel like there needs to be some purpose here. So around 2020, he and his best friend Drew, his other friend Matt, Laura, and I, as well as other folks, started helping him to turn this into a nonprofit. So it has been a legal 501c3 since April of 2021, called the Every Kid is a Hero Foundation. And what we do, Brian, is we're trying to get our word out, our name out. We're trying to get into each local county, each local community to give back to the kids that may not get quite as much recognition on a daily basis. You're not usually going to see them on the track. You're not going to see them on the basketball court. You're not going to see them on the football field, in the band. You may occasionally see them in some of these places, but not on a daily basis.
Right.
Right. And we don't want them to be forgotten. We want them to be recognized and celebrated as individuals with amazing minds, wonderful creativity, and the ability to make such a great future for themselves and for the community around them. So what we've done is with our nonprofit, we are coming to each county. Again, last school season, 22-23, we went to Sumner County, since that's where Britt was born and raised, and that's where his friend Drew teaches. We went there, and we hosted an Every Kid is a Hero Day. We've actually done that at Sumner County twice, once as a for-profit where we just spent our own money, didn't raise any money, and then the second time as a not-for-profit. It was amazing. We had about 170 students. We had Channel 5 there promoting the event. And the kids come out. They have a field day. They get their own comic book on a high-quality, high-gloss, very animated comic book where they are, again, the avatar. They are the superhero of their own storyline. So if you have a child in a wheelchair, well, maybe they're showing up, and I have not seen this year's storyline yet. They're keeping it a surprise even for me. But maybe someone in a wheelchair is in a space, you know, coaster, scooter type item. If they're on crutches, if they've got an iPad eye recognition device, if they've got a cochlear device to be able to hear, whatever their assistive device is, it is a part of them and their superhero background in making them the superhero that they are. So the kids get that. This year's event is April the 10th at Stewart's Creek High School in Smyrna. And ultimately, what we're looking at... Sorry, I'm giving you so much time to ask questions, Brian. I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
I can tell. That's good.
There's been so much in the background working, and we cannot thank the Rutherford County Board of Education enough. Claire Maxwell has been like the top of the top helping us get this thing going. She's been amazing. So many good things are going on with this. But at the end of the day, if you don't mind, I'll kind of just give you a layout of kind of how the event's happening. Is we've already got Stewart's Creek High School, their band is going to play with the kids kind of walking the track like Olympians.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool because this is an Olympic year. What a perfect correlation, right? So they'll walk the track like they're coming in as their own Olympians. They'll have a field day of fun activities and excitement. At the end of the event, each child will get their own comic book. And when they see, I can't tell you, if you go to our website, you can see pictures, a video clip from the one that we did in Sumner County. To see these children's faces, they are so excited. But each child is going to get a cape. They're going to get a mask. They're going to be their own superhero that day. They're going to get their own comic book with their avatar being the superhero of their storyline. And at the end of the event, all of that is wonderful and exciting, and I can't wait for these kids to see it and experience it. But the other part, and this is where I'm going to ask for help of the whole county. So please, if you're driving down the road, if you're sitting in your house, wherever you are, please take a quick second and listen, and please, please help. We have already had some great sponsors. As soon as I sent out emails, as soon as I made phone calls, folks like Smyrna Ready Mix, I mean, they were immediately within like 20 minutes, they sent me a message. We're all in. We want to be a top sponsor. Where can we go? What can we do to help? Republic Services, Waste Management has been, they have been such a fantastic supporter in this. The Jones Foundation, you know, they always do so many great things for our community, right, in the background. We're talking to Middle Tennessee Electric, trying to get, you know, they're trying to find resources to help us. I know I'm missing other folks, but THNW CPAs here in town, Tutherell Hell and Welch, Dana Womack State Farm, Edward Jones. We in the whole county wanted to be one of the top sponsors in this to promote our kids. But please, you know, for folks that want to know, if you're a corporation, if you're a dentist, if you're an attorney, if you're, you know, anything in business, or just an individual, we're still taking commitments for donations today. And if I can get the graphic today of your logo, we can try to get you in the comic book. Between now and Monday, we're still taking sponsors, and folks can see our sponsorship on the website. Brian, I know you'll give that in a moment. Mm-hmm. We're still taking sponsors through next Monday to have your name listed on the t-shirts, on the banner, on our website, everykidisahero.org, for the next year. Obviously, those top sponsors that are going to be in the comic book, they're going to be in all those places as well, the comic book, the t-shirt, the banner, the website. But folks, guess what? Maybe you don't have large amounts of money to give as a corporate sponsor. Maybe you have $10. Maybe you have $25 or $50. You can still go to our website. You can still give. And all the dollars, you know, obviously there are certain expenses to be able to pay for the capes and the masks and the comic books and things for the kids. But then all the other dollars that we raise, basically we take about $1,500 as a nonprofit organization to put back in our nonprofit so that we can keep building. But there are no payrolls paid within Every Kid is a Hero Foundation. We all have our own jobs. This is fully volunteer for us. The $1,500 is for us to keep up with the Adobe services, the website services, yeah, all those types of things. But everything else is going to be going back to the teachers, to the individual classrooms of the Rutherford County high schools, public high schools here.
Now, I want to make sure that everybody knows, you said it was at Stewart's Creek on April 10th, but it's not just Stewart's Creek special needs. It's all over the county, right?
Thank you. You're absolutely right. All the special needs classrooms of our Rutherford County Board of Ed high schools, so 9th through 12th grade, every special needs child from 9th through 12th grade is going to be there. Right now, I believe that's going to be about 370, 380 students. And a lot of those have, you know, one-on-one buddies. A lot [S2] Right. [S1] Of those have volunteers. A lot of those have EAs and extra teachers. And there's a whole support staff that's needed to help these children. So there are extra expenses that these classes have and need that our gen ed population does not need. So all the dollars that we're raising, we're trying to ask for the majority of all dollars by the end of March. That way, on the day of the event, we can have one of those really big checks and have it written out so that all the teachers can see the total amount that we're able to give back to them. And then we equally are going to spread it among the special needs classrooms specifically. It's not going to this, you know, to the school for general projects. It's not going to the Board of Ed. It's going into the special needs classrooms to be used for the special needs of these children and the services that they very emergently need on a daily basis.
So what time is this on the 10th?
So our event on the 10th is going to be from about 10 to 2. Okay. Right now, I think we have all of our volunteers. You know, one of the, obviously from a safety standpoint, a lot of things are being handled by the school board itself to make sure that kids are properly in place, medical services are in place, things like that. But it's going to be from about 10 to 2 celebrating the kids, and that's exciting. But it's just going to be such a wonderful time, and we want to raise as much money in Rutherford County for Rutherford County. Now, granted, I hope folks in Davidson and Williamson and Wilson and, you know, all the other counties are listening. Again, if you're a corporation, if you're an individual, and you have a heart for special needs children and the desire to see these kids' lives get brighter, please go to our website, you know, support us. The phone number on the website is to my personal cell phone. So, you know, please give me a call. I'll be more than happy to answer more questions for you. And we just want to keep growing this in our communities of Middle Tennessee and help those that definitely have a need.
Well, I encourage you to go to everykidisahero.org, and you can see some videos. You can actually see a couple of the comics that have been done in the past, and we will help to continue to help promote this and encourage business owners, folks who want to get involved, help out with this, not only cover the expenses, but also to give back to the special needs community in our Rutherford County schools. Lee? Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And Brian, the two things I will mention is, you know, Every Kid is a Hero Foundation, again, is a 501c3.
Okay.
Also, please, if you're just an individual and you're like, you know, I don't have that much money, you might want to check with your employer. I found out with Edward Jones, if we go in and contribute through the Edward Jones portal, Edward Jones is matching up to $500 that I contribute to this nonprofit event.
Oh, that's cool.
So please check with your employer, see if they may be charitably minded and do the same or something similar.
Have a great day, everybody. We will see you back here next time for another edition of Rutherford Issues.